every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it, because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion, their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Saturday mornings with Jim Valley, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 Eastern, Sundays with Andrew Zarian. And it is Monday here on the show, and you know what that means? Boy, have we got a lot to talk about here today. Not the least of which is the final match of John Cena. Man, I've talked about this a lot this weekend. Up for subscribers at WrestlingObserver.com. We'll talk more about it today. Filthy Tom Lawler is going to give his thoughts. Full results of Saturday night's main event. And John Cena's loss in the main event to Gunther. When the dude gave up. Thought that finish sucked. But we'll talk to Tom about it here, see what he thinks. We'd like to open up here today, however, to talk about the death of Solomon Grundy, wrestler from Texas, went on to become a memorable character in Mexico. Just passed away. His death was announced by historian Ray Lucier. Shared that Grundy passed due to a massive heart attack. An amazing career started around Texas, ended up in Mexico. Known as a lovable hillbilly Jim-type character. Personally, I love the dude. I could stay on the phone with him for hours listening to stories about his time in CMLL in the early 90s during the Vampiro era, the stuff he was a part of. This one deeply hurts. He was named after a comic book villain, competed in world-class championship wrestling, Memphis, found most of his success in Mexico, competed as a super heavyweight, EMLL, CMLL, lost a bunch of weight after he retired, part of a tag team with Mike Shaw, formerly Bastion Booger, and actually kind of looked remarkably like Bastion Booger in a lot of ways when he was wrestling as Solomon Grundy. Shaw was Aaron Grundy, that being Bastion Booger. Undergone dialysis in recent years and recently passed away. So all the best to the friends and family of Solomon Grundy. Get back with a lot more after the break. Observer Live.
Headlocks. I'm flowing easy with Fred Fox, known to hang low like dreadlocks. Y'all are too slow, like wearing a weight vest and lead socks. I'm a fat kid, you feed me, I'm still hungry. Never let a take a bill from me. A Jordan in the fourth quarter, I'm still money.
Have you suffered sports betting losses? There is someone who wants to fight for you to see you get back what you have lost to those sports betting companies. Michael Watts is a prolific trial lawyer with over $11 billion in total recoveries for his clients. And now with sportsbettingclaim.com, he'd like to help you. Michael has been a leader in some of the largest and most complex cases in the country, from defective cars and tires to damaging drugs and medical products. He has always represented the rights of individuals harmed by large corporations. His efforts recently resulted in the recovery of billions for individuals who lost their properties to fires carelessly caused by electric companies and others. Michael knows that sports betting companies preyed on and manipulated consumers into losing their life savings, and he wants to make them pay. If you have suffered financial hardship as a result of online sports betting and would like help seeking compensation, please submit your claim information for evaluation at sportsbettingclaim.com. Michael Watts is focused on winning for you. Sportsbettingclaim.com.
Keep listening for details on how to get up to $300 airline credit. Sky Holidays introduces a one-of-a-kind air credit program. Our buying team got a little too aggressive in getting hotel and air deals, so now we have to liquidate our prices. Here's how. Whether you want to go to Paris, Las Vegas, London, Atlanta, Hawaii, or anywhere else in the world, we have amazing deals. Book a selected hotel and we'll give you up to $300 airline credit. Now you can book your vacation and get a free credit to use towards airline travel. We'll book both, airline and hotel, with one simple phone call. We have access to most airlines and deals on thousands and thousands of places to stay. Call right now, book your hotel rooms, claim your airline credit. You can change or modify it at any time. 800-256-4816. 800-256-4816. That's 800-256-4816.
Okay, let's have a little fun. Do you use the expensive blue pill to perform better? Are you thinking about it? So what if we can promise you results for less than $1 a pill? Okay, so these same pills can cost you $30 or more at a pharmacy. And our better blue pill works for less than $1 a pill. You'll save $29 or more per pill. And right now, we'll give you 120 blue pills for just $99. Have a little fun and call right now. Get 120 of our better blue pills for just $99. Don't overpay for the other blue pills. Call Steel Man Pills right now and get the better blue pill for less than $1 a pill. Call 1-800-BUY-BLUE. 1-800-BUY-BLUE. It's easy to remember. 1-800-BUY-BLUE. That's 1-800-BUY-BLUE. And thanks for calling.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Well, it seems like we got a very important thing that we're working on here at the beginning of this program. Isn't that right, Filthy? What have you got working on?
Well, as many of you know, this past weekend was the much ballyhooed retirement of John Cena, who is known for his wrestling, known for his acting, known for his voiceover work on every single car commercial that is played on television nowadays. But I best remember him for being a tremendous, one of the greatest of all time, just an absolute terror on the microphone. He is one of the best lyricists, one of the best rappers of the 21st century, John Cena. There's been much rumored. Yeah, well, it's been much rumored that his album, You Can't See Me, went platinum. I believe it was released in 2005, along with Trademark, his cousin. It's been rumored that it went platinum. However, I've tried to find some information, and I have not been able to confirm with the RIAA that it is indeed a platinum album.
Okay, so a platinum album would require 1 million sales. And I just find it, I don't find it hard to believe that they could have sold 1 million, but I do find it hard to believe that if it went platinum, they wouldn't have made a gigantic deal out of it. It's possible. Dom's on the lookout to see what he can see. But
Dom, do me a favor. Never give up.
Oh, God.
See if you can find that information.
Yeah, you may as well give up, Dom.
Well, I actually got you guys because I went onto the RIAA's website and they have a nice little search function under Gold and Platinum Records. You search John Cena, nothing comes up.
It didn't go platinum, wow. Dude. Yeah. Sports Kita, fake news.
Never seen 17 songs put out by John Cena and none of them.
Hey, you know, guys, you could never give up and still buy it because it'll still count today, those streams and downloads. So
it is a great album.
It's estimated 685,000 units were sold.
Oh, God, they got a long way to go. He's barely halfway there. Jeez.
Is that coming from Big Data or is that from before the panel?
That's from Panel.
Okay.
Yeah. Hey, what did you think of this John Cena retirement? What did you think of that match in the finish? I thought it sucked.
You know.
I know you want to argue with me because it's like your gimmick, but I can just see in your face you think.
No, I am with your friend, Vincent Verhey.
Oh, stop.
When it comes to this, that I am totally 100% fine with John Cena tapping out and losing in this match. Sure, his mantra was never give up, but you know who never gave up? Gunther. Gunther submitted at WrestleMania to the sleeper. And ever since then, this man has been yelled at. He's been screamed at. He's been made fun of by the crowd. But what does he do? He comes back. He fights on. And he continually goes after the win with the very move that took him out. The sleeper. He never gave up. He slapped that sleeper on repeatedly. In the face of danger, the crowd was chanting, give up, when John Cena had him in somewhat of a sleeper,
about?
Which we can get to later. But Gunther, he listened to John Cena. He never gave up. So we got exactly what we wanted. We got one man fighting on through adversity and winning. Now
that you've got your gimmick out of the way,
what did
you think about that finish?
I can see exactly what they are doing here. And in the face of the rumors that we've been presented with, that next year will be the final year, perhaps, for AJ Styles. Maybe Chris Jericho will return and then retire. It's also been talked about that Brock Lesnar will be leaving. Gunther has already retired Goldberg. He's now retired John Cena. He has multiple targets that he can now go after. And much like when Brock Lesnar himself defeated The Undertaker and ended the streak, I think that's kind of what they're going for with Gunther in this new role.
Bro, that's all fine. I don't even have a problem with it. I think that John Cena should have won, but the issue is, if John Cena was going to lose, he should have been pinned or he should have gone unconscious. The idea that for 20 years, they sold you on never give up, and not just in wrestling, but like, whatever's going on in your life, John Cena's going to be there to motivate you to just never give up. No matter what adversity you face in your life, never give up. Think of how many shirts he sold that just said, never give up. You've got this going on in your life. You've got this problem. Oh, don't worry. Never give up. John Cena's that role model. Just never give up. Under no circumstances, never give up. And then at the very end, after all that, he just pretty much went out and told everybody, nah, I was full of it the whole time. Just give up in the end. And he laughed as he was giving up. I was like, oh my God, that was the worst possible finish you could have possibly done. After all of these years, the guy gave up after being Mr. Never Give Up. I was astonished, Ryan, that's what they chose to do. He
not
gave
the worst
up.
Thing. Not the worst thing that I saw on that show. Not the worst thing that came out of that. All right. Sure. John Cena gave up. That's one thing. But you said for 20 years now, this man's been saying never give up. For 20 years, John Cena has been at the top of the WWE. He has been undoubtedly the biggest star that they've had out of the past two decades. He has been called the GOAT, the greatest of all time. I watched this man fail to put on a sleeper hold.
Well, that's
the most fundamental of all holds in professional wrestling. Now, I should not be shocked, Brian. We have been in the back. We've seen people who are very, very capable professional wrestlers, very successful, not know how to apply abdominal stretches. We've seen people mess up figure fours. But I fail to remember a time in which I have seen a man put on a sleeper hold in such a manner as John Cena did. It was like if you were trying to pick up an unruly cat but not get scratched. He had one arm over the face of Gunther and the other one rubbing his own forearm as he was screaming. I was aghast. This is a man that has defeated all of your champions in the past. This is a man that is being heralded as the last real champion.
Yeah, you didn't know how to put on a sleeper. So you know
Ed,
what? He didn't win.
Strangler Lewis
but
would have been disgusted.
I was actually surprised here.
Of course he didn't win. He didn't know how to counter the sleeper. He didn't know how to apply it.
Okay. God, you are in a mood today, brother.
Ryan! He f***ed my... Ah, sorry.
Dom, what am I going to do with this guy? What am I going to do with this guy?
Come on.
You're just out of your mind today.
It was a sleeper.
Can't we save the frivolity for after we talk about the finish? Speaking of language, unlike Tom and two people in the chat, every other single human being on the face of the earth thought this was the worst possible finish. They booed like crazy. They chanted BS. They chanted F-U, Triple H. Hunter came down to the ring, and you know what? After all that, the most overheel on the show wasn't even Gunther. It was Triple H. Because that finish sucked. And I'm surprised by people here saying, oh, you know, I was really surprised at the backlash. Derpy Dota, are you kidding me? How could you be surprised at the backlash? You guys know how much people paid to go to this show? I mean, it's astonishing the amount of money they paid. Triple H gave the very beloved Triple H, talked about the 19,176 fans that showed up, the $4 million gate, the average ticket price of $866, the ringside price of $31,000. Everybody showed up to see John Cena's final match. Hey, listen, you knew there was a good chance he was going to lose, but he gave up. I see Tom gave up on this segment. We'll try again after the break, Tom. Observer Live. Walk through with the pimp slide. Y'all know. Crew heavy on the thick side. Everybody feeling this, y'all know. I'm serious. Move so quick you can't see me in slow-mo. Get your throat cut when you step in the dojo. Y'all got no flow. We be...
Special alert for consumers struggling to pay taxes. There are new tax regulations, not published yet. We have the inside track on your new tax savings. These programs are designed to help struggling taxpayers like you. The COVID relief programs are gone, but there are new programs to help struggling taxpayers. And we have the inside track. Call now, and we'll take you through these new programs. These taxpayer savings programs have never been available until now. Get out of tax trouble now. It doesn't take weeks. It can happen in one phone call. Call now and get the inside track to get rid of your tax problems.
Call the tax helpline now. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039.
If you've got a property that you've been trying to sell and you've tried almost everything, I want to tell you about something that you haven't tried yet. You're going to think this offer is too good to be true, but it's not. Thousands of customers have sold their homes in any condition with Need to Sell My Home. This is a real opportunity from a highly rated company that buys homes all over the country. Did you know it's possible to sell your home right over the phone with no real estate commissions and no pesky open houses? Plus, every offer is a cash offer with no mortgage holdups. To find out how much you can sell your home or property for, call now. Take 5 minutes of your time and call for this 100% free quote to sell your home.
800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. That's 800-430-0674.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Man, this chat. Person goes, I truly don't think someone tapping a single time out of a million other times doesn't absolutely destroy everything they stand for. It does! Someone else, it doesn't matter. Anyone else, it doesn't matter. But dude, talk about platinum. You know how many shirts that guy sold that said never give up on him? That's more than a platinum, brother. That guy sold millions and millions of shirts over his career saying never give up. Not give up at the end or only give up if it's really bad. It was never give up. You guys know what the word never means? Never give up. And after all that time, he just quit.
You know, that here's another sucked. Thing. Brian,
yeah.
I'm with you on that point because as jiu-jitsu practitioners ourselves, we know if you get choked and you go unconscious, there. I mean, in all likelihood, the referee's going to step in and stop Gunther before he holds it so long that he kills John Cena. So at worst, what John Cena is risking is going to sleep. He's not locked. He's not locked in a joint lock that's going to tear his arm to shreds where he can't hold the microphone.
A heel and do hook his Lexus where you commercial. Can't walk normal for the rest of your life.
Yeah, he's going to take a quick nap and he's going to wake back up. And then you know what he could do? Smile.
That finish sucked. That was like a character killing finish after all those years. That was like a big middle finger to all those fans. You believed in me all those years that never give up? Yeah, I was full of it. See ya! And then he left. Yeah, I hated it.
This
thought it
coming,
sucked.
Coming from a man who once told us, my style's like a swollen penis. You can't beat me. Well,
Tom is determined to kill this show, just like John Cena killed his
character. That's a direct quote from John Cena.
After years.
I have many direct quotes written here from John Cena, my friend.
Oh, really?
Okay? Yeah.
Yeah, you know, the other thing is when this match ended and Triple H came to the ring and they all start chanting F Triple H and they hate the guy and they're booing every time he appears on screen.
You effed up.
My first thought was, guys, come on. You all know who came up with that idea, right? It's John Cena. And so at first I was like, you guys are all mad at the wrong guy. Even John Cena in the ring was like, no. It was on me. But here's the thing. You know, I keep comparing this to that Sting retirement. And in Sting's final match, Sting wanted 100% to lose that match. Him and Darby were going to lose that match to the Young Bucks in the tag team titles. And he got to the building, and he was 100%. He was losing on the way out and putting them over, blah, blah, blah. And all of the Young Bucks and Tony Khan, they all got in a room and they talked this guy out of it. They were like, no, you have to win this match. You're winning this match. I don't care what you want to do. You're winning, okay? So at the end of the day, if you want to boo Triple H and blame him, knock yourself out because he does make the final call there at the end. And at the very least, he could have said, you know what? Fine. If you want to put this guy over, great. Fall asleep in that sleeper. Just go out. Just don't give up at the end. The fans are even chanting, don't give up. Don't give up. They're like, that's when the fans, that's the thing, guys. When they chanted, don't give up, they realized he probably is not getting out of this sleeper. They at least at that point had come around to the idea of, okay, he's not going to win. And they didn't turn on the match at that point or anything. They didn't boo or whatever, but they were just like, just don't give up. That's what you've sold us for 20 years. Never give up. If you got to just die in that sleeper, that's fine. Just don't give up. They're chanting, don't give up. And you know what? He gave up. And that's when they turned on it. That's what they didn't want to see. It wasn't even his loss. It was that he gave up in the end. It's like if he had like some superhero character that was like, You know, he never lied. He never cheated. He never stole. And then, like, in his last match, he, like, robs a bank or something like that and then doesn't make it to the building or whatever. It's like, at the very end, you just prove that you were a hypocrite the whole time and you were a liar. So the finish sucked. It's like, you could have done 1,000 different things. And instead, they chose literally the worst possible finish, which was he gave up. I thought it sucked. I thought the match was good.
I liked the match a lot.
Yeah.
I like the old school feel of it. I like the long, drawn out finish centered around the sleeper hold. It was like, it felt like I was, you know, in a time warp watching New Japan Strong from 5 years ago, where it's just me going for a sleeper over and over. And to see the struggle and then finally John Cena tap. I honestly laughed when it happened.
Because it was ridiculous.
I howled at the face he made before he gave
up. It was preposterous. Yeah. And you know, the other thing too is, here's the thing. This is also why him
Hold on. In the chat here, someone said, even Superman died. And guess what? He came back.
Yeah.
Doomsday may have killed him, but he came back in four different forms before they find the final one.
Hey, Sticker here goes, when Superman in Man of Steel killed a guy, fans did not like that. Yeah, that was his whole gimmick, and then he just killed somebody. You think the fans were like, oh, well, you know, he's just a guy. Just had to do it. Here's the other reason that him giving up sucked so bad, okay? So everyone's all right, well, you know, the whole point of this is to get Gunther over as the killer, blah, blah. I'm not stupid, obviously, okay? But if, first off, when the match started, the fans were chanting, F you, Gunther. And Gunther had tremendous heat before anything right. even happened.
And just weeks ago, he was getting cheered, actually.
Okay, but the point is, he's already over.
I know.
He's already a star. He's already a killer. Okay, so fine. You know, they boo or whatever. So then, they're doing the match, blah, blah, blah. If he would have put him in the sleeper, John Cena goes out. Yeah, you could argue, okay, now he's got a little more heat because he also retired John Cena. But as soon as John Cena gave up, the fans shifted their anger from Gunther to Triple H. So now, is Gunther the guy that people are going to be really angry at for this? No, they're angry at Triple H. If John Cena would have just fallen asleep in the sleeper, you know, there are going to be some fans that were still angry that he lost. But, you know, you can shift the heat to Gunther or whatever. But, man, since Hunter took over, not once ever have people booed his decisions, booed him, heckled his booking, heckled somebody that he chose to be a top guy. Not one single time. And this time they did. That tells you how bad this finish was.
I have heard many people talk about the fact that John Cena is retiring, so you need to put somebody over on the way out. Historically, that's not even always the case. There's been plenty. Go back to the 1800s. Go back to the early 1900s. There's guys that are in their 50s refusing to lose and put anybody over. Like,
bro, it's on been that Saturday way night, history. El Santo, Elio Del Santo retired on Saturday night with a win.
Sting went out on top, as everybody knows. Hey, I think it was last year. Dory Funk Jr. and Osama Nishimura won their retirement matches. Dory Funk Jr. is like 90, and I believe Nishimura has passed away. They won their retirement match.
Yes.
Kodo Fuyuki was dead. He was in an urn, and Shinya Hashimoto grabbed the urn and jumped into barbed wire with him and lost the match to a pile of ashes in the retirement match.
Yes. Tom, the old adage of you've got to put someone over on the way out, that is referencing leaving a territory and going to another territory. If John Cena were leaving to go to AEW and he was going to debut on Dynamite on Wednesday, yeah, beat the guy on the way out. But retirement matches are different. You're already sad that this person, after all of these years, is retiring and you're never going to see him again. They don't need to put somebody over on the way out. And if you do, honestly, if he was going to put somebody over on the way out, it should have been a Javon Evans or an Obafemi or, you know, somebody. Not Gunther, who's a multi-time champion, is already hated, has already retired Goldberg. Like, I love Gunther, but Gunther didn't need it. And it was a retirement match, and he should have won on the way out. We saw it with Sting. It did not kill AEW business. If anything, it was one of the greatest moments in AEW history, the Sting retirement match and aftermath and his big win. I mean, ridiculous.
Would you have been happier with John Cena losing to somebody else?
Well, someone here goes, if of all people, Javon Evans had submitted Cena, would you have been happy? No. John Cena shouldn't have given up to anybody. Do you guys understand? That's the problem. John Cena, never give up, should not have given up. Now, would I have been fine with Javon pinning him with a springboard cutter? Sure. Would I have been fine with, I don't even think Javon has a finish, but Obafemi, you know, Obafemi hitting with his big move, pinning. Fine, great. I'd been fine with any of that. This person goes, Undertaker won his last match. He didn't put someone over on the way out? What are you talking about? Yeah. John Cena ideally should have won. And at the very least, he shouldn't have given up. If you want to go out in a sleeper to protect the business or do what's best for business, go for it. But I don't think the future of WWE hinges on Gunther getting that submission, I give up win over John Cena. I think the business would have moved on just fine. And you know what's funny is WWE business, as I'll talk about after the break, is going to go down. Not because of this, but you will have people blaming it on this. Back in a moment, Observer Live. Because everything looking pretty good right now.
$5,000. That's the average amount of money people in the U.S. are now spending on gas in a year. $5,000. That's crazy. If you drive, you have to download Upside, the free app that gives you cash back every time you get gas. That's right. You can earn real cash back with Upside just by buying the gas you're already buying. You can literally start earning cash back today.
I use Upside every time I fill up, and I've already made around $200-$300.
You're putting gas in your car anyway. Why not get real cash back? If you like free money, download Upside.
I'm saving the cash I earn from using Upside to help pay for a vacation later this year.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code ROYAL25 to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code ROYAL25 for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code ROYAL25 for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
Packages start at $29.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details. Terms and conditions apply.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. Now you can get Vivint's award-winning home security systems starting at about $1 a day. U.S. News and World Report has recognized Vivint as the best professionally installed home security system of 2022. And right now, you can get Vivint's home security technology for about $1 a day. Plus, get free professional installation from a licensed technician. Protect your home and loved ones for as low as $1 a day. Call right now for your free home security consultation.
800-918-6189. 800-918-6189. 800-918-6189. That's 800-918-6189.
Do you have a book? Get it out of your mind and make it a real book with a free guide to book publishing. Trying to publish a book yourself can be complicated. It takes a lot of time. Time that you could spend writing your book or even more books. Do what you do best. We can do the rest. Thousands of authors across the nation have trusted our book publishing service. We have the connections to help you get your book printed, distributed, and sold on Amazon, Apple Books, Barnes & Noble, and bookstores nationwide. We can do it faster than you can on your own. Get your free guide to publishing. It's a free phone call. Remember, make this free call right now and learn how to turn your book into something real that people can buy. Get your free writer's guide. Call right now. 800-482-8399. 800-482-8399. 800-482-8399. That's 800-482-8399.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Yeah, this finish has caused everyone to lose their minds. But even the Twitch chat here. Guys, let's start at the beginning. First off, they didn't do this finish to anger you. They didn't do this finish to get Triple H booed. They did this finish because they're old and they think you must lose on your way out. John Cena wants to lose on his way out. Triple H, I'm sure, has always heard you got to do the honors on your way out. But, like, that's an antiquated thing from years and years and years and years ago, at least when it comes to retirements. I do think that, like, what was it Andrade that on his way out of AEW, he just, like, beat everybody and then went right to WWE? Okay, that was dumb, okay? If you're leaving
I thought he did some jobs in the Continental Classic. And then was gone.
Maybe. But the point, he had a couple big wins. But the point is, if you're going back and forth, if Edge is going to leave and come back, or Jericho shouldn't be iced for 8 months and then just show up in WWE. He should have been doing jobs on the way out. On the way out to go somewhere else. It's different from, hey. But the point is, they didn't do it to make you angry. They did it because in their minds, this guy is leaving. Gunther is staying. We need to give this guy as much as we can from that guy before he's gone. That will then help Gunther be a stronger force going forward. That's the theory, okay? And maybe that would have worked if John Cena would have gone unconscious in the sleeper, but it's 2025, and when you make a decision that people really, really don't want to see, they're not turning on the heel. They're turning on you, the person who made that decision. So all the heat has gone from Gunther to Triple H. It was a bad call. It doesn't matter what they did 50 years ago. It's 2025. Fans know what's up. They're blaming Hunter, not Gunther. And on top of that, even these people are like, and actually it's not in the Twitch chat. There may be one guy. But like online, even on my timeline, there's like these people are trying to get these petitions to get Vince McMahon back as Booker. It's like,
what?
Guys, are you new? Do you guys realize?
He absolutely would have lost that match.
Are you kidding me? Yes. And if, you know what? You know what would have happened if it would have been Gunther and Cena with Vince in charge? Probably would have been more like that Gunther or that Cena Brock Lesnar match where Brock squashed him. I mean, guys, what do you think is going to happen if Vince is in charge? Do you even remember what happened with The Undertaker and Brock Lesnar in the streak? The Undertaker, even though he wrestled for years afterwards, Vince showed up at the building that day. The Undertaker was supposed to beat Brock Lesnar. For those of you that remember like the buildup to Undertaker and Brock Lesnar, there was no buildup. It was just like they threw it together at the last second because they needed something to do with The Undertaker at WrestleMania. There was no real good story or anything. Undertaker was just supposed to win. Vince shows up at the building. He sees The Undertaker walking around, and he's like, this guy ain't going to make it another year. There's no way he's making it to next year's WrestleMania. This is his last WrestleMania. Therefore, he's got to lose. And so he broke the streak. There was no grand plan at the time of, oh, Brock's now going to take this win, and he's going to be... No, it was like Vince showed up and thought, this guy ain't going to make it another year. Therefore, if he's not going to wrestle again, we must end the streak. He cannot retire with an unbroken streak. We must end it. Do you guys remember what happened with Kurt Angle when he retired? Baron Corbin? The most nothing happened in retirement match, and he lost. Kurt, we just interviewed Kurt. He's still bitter to this day. Baron Corbin. You guys somehow think this would have been different with Vince McMahon in charge? Think again. No matter what you think of the booking, in 2025, no matter what you think of Triple H. Go back and watch 2018 and 2019 and 2020. Dude, that was the bottom of the barrel. People are like, what about Sean? You guys watch NXT lately? I'm not advocating for that one. Anyway.
Okay.
Yes.
Got a question for you.
Yeah.
If you were the booker, if you were perhaps in charge of New Japan Pro Wrestling, what would you do in the Hiroshi Tanahashi retirement?
God, are you kidding me? Tanahashi's winning that match. He's beating Okada.
You sorry? Think so?
Yeah. Especially after this weekend.
I think he's going to hit the high fly flow and then roll over, hug his knees to his chest, scream out in pain, and tap.
Yeah. He's going to give up at the end there?
I think he's going to hit one last high fly flow.
What is Tanahashi most known for? What's he most known for?
Being a one in a million athlete or
just
something?
Being like the nicest guy in the world? How about at the end he just like starts beating up old ladies in the audience?
He shows up in the audience and starts beating up elderly people. He shows
hitting
up
them with their cane.
He shows up with a regular boy's haircut.
Yeah. Yeah, just he should shave his head. Yeah, that's what he should do.
What's he best known for? Probably losing to China.
Yeah, he should not do the air guitar. He should shave his head. And then in the middle of the match, he should go into the crowd and start beating up elderly people. I think that's how the fans would really like to see him leave.
He should start to play the guitar, throw it down, stomp on it.
Yes.
And then play the flute. Air flute on his way out.
Air flute on the way. God, what a stupid finish. That's just stupid. Yeah, so.
Well, anyways, Hiroshi Tanahashi and Kazuchika Okada is going to main event the sold out Tokyo Dome show on the 4th of January 2026 for New Japan Wrestle Kingdom. 7-match show. The semi-main event, Takeshita and Tsuji, Evil against Aaron Wolf, the IWGP Junior Heavyweight title, number one contenders match. They don't even have a title match. They don't have a tag title match. There is a 10-man War Dogs and Unaffiliated against United Empire and Mystery Partners match. And then the people's main event, Shuri against Saya Kamatani.
Hey, what'd you think of the rest of Saturday night's main event? What did you think of Obafemi and Javon and Leon Slater and Sol Ruka?
This should have just been a main roster show. Just pull all of them up. It doesn't matter. Insert them into some sort of storyline. You can have Obafemi up here as an NXT champion for a little bit. You can have him lose to somebody in a month or so. But these guys are ready. And the crowds are ready for them to be stars, more importantly.
I thought they all did a great job, every single one of them. And, yeah. You know, remember when we were talking about what match was going to go on first and everyone's talking about how I lied about the match order? Well, as we've talked about countless times, the real story is at one point it was going on first, the John Cena match. And later it got changed. And, you know, people are going to do the whole plans change thing and Brian's lying, blah, blah, blah. Well, with your own eyes, friends, you can see another example of how plans change on the show. Two of them, in fact. One of which was the announcement that Jesse Ventura was going to return for commentary. And he showed up. They put him on the pre-show. He made one comment about, I forget what he said. He said something stupid. Oh, yeah, he goes, John Cena's a 17-time champ. Just means he's lost 17 times. That's how he put him over. And then he wasn't on the show doing commentary at all. And also, they initially announced that the Leon and Javon match was just like a match against AJ and Dragon Lee. And then on, I think it was Monday, they changed the advertising to make it a tag team title match. They announced the tag team titles were on the line. All of the graphics, tag team championship match, tag team belts are on the line. And then come Thursday or Friday, they changed the graphic again. Now it was not a tag team title match, and they went on and just had a normal match. No belts on the line. So that's another one that got changed. And the only thing I can figure, since Javon and Leon were losing anyway, so what difference does it make whether the titles are on the line or not? I think that somebody watched NXT and found out that Javon Evans was now 0-10 in championship matches, and they were like, we can't move this guy to 0-11. Just can't. And so they it was no longer a tag title match. So he's still 0-10. He's not that bad a loser yet. He's still just 0-10. Well, what'd you think of SmackDown?
I thought that Dragunov and Ciampa was fantastic. We can go back if you'd like.
Well, I was going to let you talk about SmackDown, but I should mention at least very quickly. Everyone on Earth appears to be injured. JD McDonagh is injured. Appears to have a wrist or thumb injury.
Well, when did we last see him in the ring? With Ilya Dragunov?
Yeah. Surprised Ilya's not hurt. But JD is injured.
Is.
And he's going to be out for a little while. We have got Damian Priest is injured and will be doing a reduced schedule. We have got Bobby Lashley injured, although nobody has any idea how, since his last few matches, there was no sign of injury in either of them. But they're claiming he will be out for an extended period of time. Layla Gray is injured. She tore her ACL that match. Remember that match with Mercedes where she did a sling blade and then got up and was limping and then tried a running knee into the corner and then totally collapsed? I'll bet she injured her knee, and then because she kept working on it, she tore it doing that knee in the corner. But she's got a torn ACL.
Yeah. She also, like yesterday or the day before, became a pro bodybuilder.
Yes. With a torn ACL. She won. She got her WBFF. She went pro. She's the new WBFF pro fitness diva with a torn ACL. She got a giant brace on her leg, and she competed. So congratulations to her, and hopefully she gets back quick. And I believe that because there's a lot of time off and then they're heading to the UK, I think there's going to be a fair number of guys that are going to be taking a little bit of time off to heal up before the Royal Rumble, but we shall see. All right, your favorite moments on SmackDown?
Well, of course, the Ilya Dragunov and Tommaso Ciampa U.S. title match. Awesome action. These guys beat the living daylights out of each other, as you'd imagine. Eventually, Dragunov landed the Torpedo Moscow. He set up for the H-bomb. Gargano and Candice LeRae ran down. They interfered. Ciampa hit a great knee strike for a near fall, but Dragunov kicked out at the last second, and then he was able to counter Ciampa and pin him. LeRae and Gargano and Ciampa beat down Dragunov afterwards until Carmelo Hayes made the save, pulled him up to his feet. So I don't know if we're getting a tag team match with Dragunov and Hayes. I don't know if we're going to head to a rematch between them. There's also Fraxium that wants a shot at Gargano and Ciampa, so a lot of moving parts in that U.S. title division. They've still been teasing Dragunov and Tama Tonga for months upon end.
Oh, yeah.
My favorite part of SmackDown, actually, my favorite moment, was the announcement that on January 2nd, we return to a full 3 hours of the show.
You know what? I was so angry when I heard that for about 5 seconds. And then, believe it or not, I'm okay with it. And in fact, I think it should permanently stay at 3 hours. Because I feel that, unlike John Cena, I am not a hypocrite. And if I'm going to whine and complain about Javon and Oba and JC and all of these poor blokes, Trick Williams, being stuck in NXT, then I need to accept that SmackDown needs to be 3 hours so that we can call people up. I will take that bullet so that I can be a man of my word.
You never even gave Braun Strowman a chance, Brian. Never once viewed his show, did you?
There's still time. I want the Belly Bros to do this, to do a show like that.
Oh.
Where they both
those
eat.
Weebs.
Back in the moment of Server Live.
Hey, vacation lovers. It's finally time to use all those random facts you learned on TikTok for something that actually matters. It's the Radio Trivia Challenge from thevacationbuddies.com. All right, here's how it works. Be one of the first 10 callers right now, and you'll score a complimentary 3-day, 2-night getaway from the Vacation Buddies. You'll stay at none other than Westgate Resorts, in your choice of Vegas, Orlando, Myrtle Beach, or Branson. You ready? According to Travel Stats, which of these three cities is the most visited vacation destination in the U.S.? A, Las Vegas, B, Orlando, C, New York City. First 10 callers get the trip. So stop scrolling and start dialing. And let's see if TikTok actually taught you anything.
Be one of the first 10 callers. Call Vacation Buddies right now. 800-340-1834. 800-340-1834. 800-340-1834. That's 800-340-1834.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Are you over the age of 50? Want peace of mind and financial security for your family? Here's an important message to you from Senior Care USA. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. That leaves your loved ones the burden of paying your debts and funeral costs. Our plans start as low as $1 per day and will pay your family up to $30,000 to help pay for your funeral and other expenses. There are no medical exams, your rates will never increase, and your plan cannot be canceled, regardless of your medical conditions, as long as you make your premium payments. Get up to $30,000 in final expense insurance. Call now for free information. Just answer a few simple questions and get approved right over the phone in just a few minutes. Call right now.
Call 800-399-6879. 800-399-6879. 800-399-6879. That's 800-399-6879.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
All the stuff on the internet. Hulk Hogan was our dad's hero. John Cena is ours. Our dads told us about Hulk. Now we'll tell our children about Cena. I can't wait to tell Paisley about that day that John Cena just quit. He just gave up when the going got tough. Yeah.
My kids love John Cena.
What they think about is quitting.
They don't care.
They really like that guy.
They did the same thing he did. They give a small wry smile.
Yeah. Yeah, like that kid at the barricade. What happened, Dom?
It looked like the Rizzler.
It was a Rizzler-looking kid who yelled some obscenities. You suck. F you. No one likes you. Go away. And Gunther, in true heel fashion, stood there, hand behind his back, like, uh-huh. Yeah? Okay. It's great.
He didn't lay him out with a dinosaur-like dropkick?
No dropkick, no chop. The kid got to walk away.
Wow.
Dinosaur-like. What dinosaur does a dropkick, Michael Cole? Is it a pterodactyl? A pteranodon? What are we talking?
Well, that wouldn't be a dropkick because they fly. It'd have to be like a Tyrannosaurus.
Well, they ain't doing a dropkick. That's my point.
Hey, you don't know. You seen those kangaroos do those big kicks and punches? Yeah. We don't know what the dinosaurs could do. I have no idea. But what I do know is that the dinosaurs didn't give up. They took that asteroid like lizards. We gotta go, everybody. I'll be back tomorrow with Lance. We'll get his thoughts. Let's see what he thinks about this. I'll be back later on tonight with Dave. A lot of stuff on Wrestling Observer Radio. We had a bunch of shows this past weekend. I did a solo SmackDown show if you want to get that full report. And that's it. Thanks, Tom.
Hey, thank you, John Cena.
We'll talk to you next time. Wrestling Observer Live. Nice smile.